We're Masechet Bav Metzia Daf Kaf Dalet, and we're starting at the bottom of Kaf Gimel Amud Bet, the two dots. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines before the very wide lines. The bottom of Shimon ben Lazar Omer v'chule. So if we just look back in the Mishnah quickly, in the Mishnah we had Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Omer, Kol Klei Anfuria Ein Chayav Lahachris. Any things that are Anfuria, and Rashi says, what's Anfuria? The Gemara Mefarish. We'll see in the Gemara what it is. Okay, so as Rashi, we know, never lies. So now we are in the Gemara, and we are talking about Anfuria. Okay, so dedicate the Shiri Nishmat, we died in this war, to the Chayalim, to the civilians, to him, or be healed, please, soon. And the Chatufim mentioned Daniel, Shimon ben Abdoron. Right, it should be Ilu for his Neshama. So the Mishnah makes so much of the Gemara says, my Anfuria. So as Rashi said, my Anfuria. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kalim Chadashim, new clothes. Remember, Kalim in Lashon of the Gemara is clothes. Kalim Chadashim, Shelo Savatan Ha'ayin. That the eye hasn't yet come to appreciate. In other words, they're so new you can't yet identify them, right? You haven't, the Savatan, the eye hasn't appreciated them yet. So Amar Shmuel, Kalim Chadashim, Shelo Savatan Ha'ayin, Hechidami, what's it talk? What are we talking about to Shmuel? Eat by Siman, if it's got a Siman, so what do we care? Kilo Savatan Ayin, my ave. So what if you haven't Savatan Ayin? It's got a Siman. When you bought the clothes, you know it's got a big, I don't know, crocodile on it. And it's a special one, it's a black crocodile on it. Right?
Yeah, Ein Por Raya, that's what it stands for. The acronym. Ein Por Raya.
Wait, what? Oh, Ein Por Raya. Oh, worry, that's very nice, eh? Where do you see who says that? What?
Says Rashi. See Mosaf Ha'erot.
Mosaf Ha'erot. Oh, so there's another Rashi which we don't have. Maybe in some other Rashis we don't have those Rashis over here. Oh, Enforia, Ein Por Raya. Oh wow, that's very nice. Shkoch. So says Shmuel. Well, what do we care? Hakidam eat by who siman kilosh avdal my have it. Is it eat by siman? Hasn't got a siman. So then kisavatan ayin my have. And if it's got a Siman, it hasn't got a Siman, so what do we care that the guy can recognize the clothes? They've got a Siman, so what? And if it's got a Siman, then what do we care if he doesn't recognize the clothes? He's got a Siman. Right? Shmuel says the obvious question. Right? The question says, no, Lord, I'm the 8-bill Siman. It hasn't got a Siman. So what's the Nafkamin over here? Nafkamin, la adure le tsubi mirabana betfiut ina. It's now do give it to a tsubi mirabana, Tamil Chochem, who's got a sharp eye who can identify it. If we say Svatan Ha'ayin, Shakim Legabravayu, imagine a lay. We trust him. If it's a cloth he's worn already for a couple of weeks and he's identified and he can tell us exactly that the sleeve is this size and the fit is this and the cut is that and the colour is that, because he's got good experience at Tamil Chokhov, even had a Siman, we'll trust him. And Kilo Svatan Ha'ayin, Lo Kinu Begavayu, no matter that. If he hasn't had experience with it and it's too new, then even though it's a Tamil Chokhov, we can't rely on him because he doesn't know anything about the clip. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says a nice halacha. We've seen this before a couple of times. It says b'hanei tlat mile. When it comes to these three things, avidei rabbanan de meshanum b'malayu. Rabbanan are not considered liars if they change the answers. They don't give you the truth on these three subjects. What are they? B'masechta. Rashi says yes. B'elcham. The guy says, do you know this masechta properly? He says no. Why? Because he's an anav. He doesn't want to brag when he knows the whole masechta. Or beforeaya, someone says to him, "Shimashtem mitatcha, did you sleep with your wife last night?" Right? So your ma lie. He says, "No, why? Midat sniut, it's sniut." And uba ushpiza. This is a beautiful one. I've seen this before as well, right? What's the ushpiza? Where did we see this before? It was still in kiddushin, I think. What's ushpiza? A host, right? It's a halacha, by the way, that if a person was treated you very well. You shouldn't go now and tell everybody how well the guy looked after you because suddenly everyone's going to be knocking on his door now. Eat the guy the house at home. That's the Gemara Savir, Uber Shpiza. My nafkamina, right? So I'm a Mazutra. So what's the nafka? It's Rashi says over there. Shpiza, Shalu, Alu Shpiza. They asked you how your host was, including Sarah Padiv. He accepted you nasty. Amar lo. He said, no. Why not? He said, the Mida Tovi, that's a good Mida. Because there's some guy take advantage of a good guy. The nice, generous guy, people will eat him at house at home and make him poor. Because the Gemara is like a tachlis. So what's the nafkamina now of this fact that he's a Talmid Chochem, that Tzviut Einaya, or this changes these three things? How do you know? He says, I'll tell you what it is. He says, Amar Mazutra lahadur le avedete betfiat inna. A guy like this, who only changes three things, right? If we know this is a guy who's particular, the only time he ever doesn't tell the truth is on these three subjects, Mahadrinan Lay. Then we give it back to him. We know this is a Tabi Chochem. And if the Sviot Inna, right, if he can tell us what it's about, describe it without a sin, we give it back to him. But if he's always changing the facts, right, then Lo Mahadrinan Lay, we don't give it back to him. Where is the story of Yav Marzutra Chasida Agniv Lay Kasid Kasper Mushpiza? So Rav Huna Marzutra Chasida Holiga. So his Ushpiza, they stole the silver cup from his Ushpiza. Right, Chazila who Barber Rav. He saw this guy was a Barber Rav. Guy learned from that midrash. Not called Talmid Chochem yet, but a guy learned from that midrash. The Masha Yadei. Look at this. He's washing his hands, but Nagiv Beglimer Dechaver and drying his hands with his friend's cloak. Right? So look now at Marzutra Chasida. He says like this, Amar Hainuha, this is the Ganef. How did he know this was the Ganef? He says, Delo ichpat le amamone de chavre. Because he doesn't care about his friend's mamon. If a guy who's got no cover to his friend's mamon, he's going to go wipe his hands on his friend's cloak. Some pasa lover, they say in Hebrew, right? Doesn't care about him. He's the sort of guy who wouldn't worry about stealing from somebody else either. Because what's the difference? Kaf Dave Order, they forced him. Put him under a bit of pressure there, right? Rashi is here from Kibshin Hikrichu. They put a pressure under him. Boy, he admitted it. And he admitted it. Well, I don't know where you kafte. Kafte, Rashi says Hikrichu. I don't know where you saw that they tied him up, but kafte means. Kafte means they put him under pressure. Yeah, they kafut. A kafut is somebody who's like tied up, right? So maybe that's why they chose that, like that, right? But kafut is a guy, like we saw in Eved, if he's tied up, you know, then he's called like, he's not called the Chatzir Mahalechet. Remember that with regards to it then, right? So maybe that's how they translated. So Rashi says they forced him, they put him under pressure. Tanya, the girl in the bright of here, Umar Rishim and Lazar. Rishim and Lazar is Mode, but Kalim Chadashi, when it comes to new vessels, clothes, She Savatana Ayin, She Chayav Lahachris. That in a case like that, you go to Machris. It's not Hefka. You can't just take them, you go to Machris. Right? Ve'ilu hain kelim chadashim. Which are kelim chadashim of the Gemara? Shlo savatan ayin she'enu chayav lachris. And what are kelim chadashim that you don't have to Machris? So he says, the rule of Shem Elazar says, they're kelim chadashim that savatan ayin that the eye has appreciated, those that can identify them very well. You go to Machris, they aren't Hefka. Things that aren't, you aren't Hefka, you don't have to Machris, they are Hefka. The Gemara says, what are examples of things that you don't have to machri, you have to announce them? It says, Kagon badei machatin v'tzinoriot u'machrozot shel kardomot. What is that? So badei machatin, Rashi says v'tzinoriot, Rashi says, the common phrase, badei machatin, shetolin bo machatin. Badei machatin are like little hooks that you hang needles on them. V'tzinoriot, or mazlegot k'tanim shetavot bo zahav. So mazlegot are like little pliers, I think is the proper way to explain it. Like little pliers, like little tools that artisans use to spin gold, you know, make like little tweezers or pliers or something like that. Umachrozot shel kardomot. And machrozot shel kardomot, yeah, also are like strings of hammers or axes or whatever. I don't know exactly. Why do they translate the machrozot shel kardomot in English? Strings, okay. I don't know exactly what that means though. But anyhow, so now call Elu Sha'amru. So the Gemara now, this Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar who says this, right? That these things you don't have to announce. Call Elu Sha'amru, Emata Mutar, when are they Mutar? Bizman Che Metzan Echad Echad. You found them individually, single. Rashi says over here, right? Echad Echad. Bad Echad Umachruz Echad. Like one hook and one string, whatever. Aval Metzan Shnaim Shnaim Chayav Lach. You find them in pairs or groups, then it's really something you go to Machriz. The Gemara asks a question, my bade, what a bade? But the Gemara says, bade al soche. They're called soche. Rashi Zaviyah, anafim shel inan, like branches of a tree. But my karule, by the way, called bade. The bar, the davar, the talu bay midi, bar karule. It says, bad karule. Anything that you hang something on, you call it a bad. That's what the Gemara explains. It's a hook, I suppose, a branch. Like a branch, because you tie it on the wall, you can hang something on the branch. You can make a hook out of it. Okay? Ki ahudit na'anami, the Gemara quotes from a Gemara in Sukkos, in Masechet Sukkah. עלי אחד בבד אחד. רש"י סביה במסכת סוכה גבי ערבה, שנשו מקצת עליה, ערובה פלנט, right? That some of the leaves are broken off. משתרו בה שלושה עלין לחין, and there's three wet leaves on it, ועיקד אמרי אפילו עלי אחד, בבד אחד, קשיירה. So it could be even because even just if there are three of them on one, but it's very, very, very bedieved. וכן רבי שמעון בן עזר אומר, right? רבי שמעון בן עזר continues this bright here, or the bright to tell him, what רבי שמעון בן עזר? With kalim that einan sviatan sabatana ayin you have to machris. He says amatzil mina ariu mina dov. You save something from a lion, from a bear, or mina namer, from a leopard, mina bardelas. Now Rashi says via bardelas is a tzavua, a hyena. I think we translated it before, right? But v'yesh omrim Rashi says potiash, and Rashi loaz Rashi says the potiash Rashi says like a chayak tan a little animal kein chulda like a rat. How did English Gemara's translate there a bardelas?
Hyena.
Hyena. Yeah, okay, so it's savua.
It's unbelievable that they use that translation because a bardelas in Hebrew means a cheetah.
Okay, we've got an amer already. An amer is a leopard or a cheetah. So that's what the Gemara is using some. Or a cheetah, I think. Doesn't use it for cheap. Is it an amer also a leopard or a cheetah sometimes?
In Hebrew, a bardelas is a cheetah.
Okay, we discussed this before once. We had this Gemara before. We had this Gemara before. I'll tell you where we had it. We had the exact same discussion in Masechet Avodah Zarah. We haven't done it yet. Okay, so it says Umin Abaras Umin Zoto Shel Yam, right? Or on the docks of the on the river banks, Umin Shul Sholito Shel Nahar, or from a river that floods. In all these cases, or Amotze Besartia or Platik, if you find things in a public street or in a big square, Ubecho Makom Shearabim Metzuyin Sham, in any place where the public or there, says Rashi over here, Shearabim Metzuyin Sham. He says, "Afilu davar shesh." Even it's got a siman on it. Doesn't make. Remember, we learned it the other day. We saw that yesterday already. That there was Rava who said halocha. It's a public place. Will the siman make a difference? Harei elu shelo. Why? That shabalim mityashin bahen mehen. Because the balim abandoned all hope of all these things. So there's Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. So now we've got a kashya on Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. Bay elayu ki kama Shimon ben Lazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar said, "What did he say?" All these things you have to announce them. And he said in the previous part of the Brayta, anything that shelo savatana ayin, new kalim which you have to announce them. So the question was, right? Kikamar Shimon Nazar Barov Kanani. Is that only because there's mainly goyim around, and therefore you have to announce them because it's goyim? You don't have to worry about it. But aval Barov Yisrael lo. But if it was place with most of Jews, you would have to announce them. Or deal my fit of Rav Yishael Damin, or maybe even Rav Yishael also not. It was back to the difference between Jews or Goyim. Now Gemara goes on and says, Imtin said, Omar Afidu Rav Yishael, Nami Amar, if it's also where Yishraelim are there. So then the question is, Rav Shimon Nazar, is everybody agree? Pligi Rabban Aleh or Lo? Pligi. Rabban Aleh agree or don't they agree? We're not sure. The Imtin, if you want to say Pligi, that they argue the Ember of Yishrael, Vala Pligi. Then if you say they argue, then they'll certainly argue about Rav Yisrael. That's not a question. Look at Rashi to stand by, take this. And we'll see in a moment why about Rav Yisrael. Ababarov Knani Pligi or Lo Pligi? That's the question. Do they argue on both? She says, Ki Pligi, do they argue on both? Or only on Knani or even on Yisrael? If you're going to say they argue with him even on when it's Rav Knani, they never agree with him. Make them as Rav Knani or Rav Yisrael. Halacha kamoto, halacha kamoto. Is that halacha Rabbi Shimon Lazar, halacha Rabbi or Kerabanan? Right? In Tim Tzulam halacha kamoto, and you get to halachas like him, says a dafke barov Knani, or afilu barov Yisrael. Okay, lots of questions here about this halacha Rabbi Shimon Lazar that you don't have to machris.
It's Dayenu from Pesach.
Dayenu from Pesach, right? So he said this daf is a few weeks early.
Yeah.
Right? So Gemara tries to bring a brighter to sort out the answer. Toshma motzei ma'ot bebatei knesset bebatei midrashot. If you find money in the Beit Midrashot or Beit Knesset. Right? Now, normally you say batei midrashot, batei midrashot. It sounds like she says, Sardatach tzvurei ma'ot tiktanim batei nechayev lachris. V'achol rabbi motzuyin shamara elu shelo. Shiditya shavan. He says, we saw our minister that bundles of money you have to announce. But here we're talking about because it's the place where rabbim are found, so they meet yaish, even though it's in bundles. Why? So the Gemara now says, what? Man, who's the Tana who we know who says the Azil Batra goes after the Rav And Rashi points out over here, going Basil Bataruba, it's very important this Rashi. Rashi is not a case of going off the rule of the majority. It means, Klomar Sholech Bedin Metzia, that when you find something, you go Achartam, Rabbi Metzim Sham, because there are lots of people there. It's a public place. Mm-hmm. Going off the roof doesn't mean after the majority of the people. It means going off the roof, meaning that if there are lots of people in a place, it's a public place, you patur from having to announce. That's what he means. So who's the guy who tells us that? Shumay Lazar. So surely Shmat Binafil Rabbi Shal Nami. Because it said, Batei Midashot, Batei B'Knesiot. He says that you patur. It means even if it's Israeli. The Gemara says, no. Hachay Maskin, what's the one over here? The Mefuzarin. First, the Gemara says, and this is about Mefuzarin, the money spread out, not in a pile. And we saw in our Mishnah there wasn't a machloket. Tanakam also agreed, and that's what Rashi says. Rabbanan hita modu b'mfuzarin ditnan maud b'mfuzarin ha'elu shelo. Even Tanakam agrees. Remember, the Gemara hasn't got Tanakam yet. Dafke Rabbi Meir. It's Chachamim as far as they're concerned. So that's not a proof that Rabbi Shimon Lazar is the one. If we talk about a case where money was spread out all over the show, you Rabbanan agree. That question: what happens if it's not spread out all over the show? Right? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. Even b'mfuzarin, if it's spread out. So my area, Makom Shavu Mitzvinshin, why do we need it to mention the money was in a public place? Even if it wasn't in a public place, if money spread out all over the show and it's not put together, and it's like we said, a kavin arba amas, so what do we care? Why dafka in a public place? Afilu ein rabim tzvinshin. It was the olam mitzvoy. Now, the money wasn't spread out. We're talking about the money now is in a bundle. Mm-hmm. So it's not rabbana. V'achar b'maskin, when we said about tek nesiot, it's not it's batek nesiot, Shel Knaanim. Now, what do you mean by Knaanim? Like, Knaanim, not churches. Look at Rashi. Batei Knesiot, Asefat Makom, Shemitkansim Sham Nityetu Livaed. So, now it's not a Beit Knesset like a shul, but it's a gathering place. It's like a clubhouse of Knaanim. That's where you found it. Of course, I don't understand. That's the bright of Batei Knesiot. But how do you explain? What about Batei Midrashot, Mike? Remember? How are you going to explain to me Batei Midrashot? Batei Midrash is Batei Midrash. You can play on the words Batei Knesset and tell me it's a place where they gather, the goyim gather to, I don't know, play klavias. But what's a Batei Midrashot? That is one term of Batei Midrashot. It was now Batei Midrashot didan. It's our Batei Midrashot, anachinami, aval diyat behu, diyat behu b'knan. But lots of knanim are there. Why are they there? Look at Rashi. Shein chutz la'iru moshivin b'knanim lishmor. We've got guards, the security guards. There are lots and lots of goyim that have come to guard us in the Batei Midrash. So there are lots of goyim there. Right? And that's what it is. So what's the way I don't understand? Hash said, Achid Dachi, that's the case. Then why do you have to say, Batek Nisiot means they're clubhouses. Batek Nisiot, Nami, you can say, Didan, the Yatvu Behu Knani. In other words, Eilat of Arsof, we're not going to solve the problem from this brighter. The Gemara realizes that, and we move on, we try again. Let's try and see again now, this whole story. Remember, our question was, how do we explain Rabbi Shimon Elazar? Is it only with Goyim, or is it also with Yisraelim? Is it only... if there's a siman, not a siman, etc. All those questions we ask. It brings another brighter, Toshma. Right? Brings a brighter over here from Masechet Machshirin with regards to being Machshir in Tarot. Matzaba Aveda, a person found something lost. Im Rav Yisrael Hayab Lachriz. If the majority of the people in the town are Yisraelim, you got a Machriz. Why? Because the chance, it fell from a lost, the Jew lost it. Im Rav Knanim, Enoch Hayab Lachriz. You don't have to. If Goyim don't have to. No mitzvah Shvat Aveda to a Goy. So the Gemara said, "Aman Shamatad Amarazudan Batar." Who's the one that we see have spoken in the past, the Tana, that speaks about where there are lots of people around? It seems like Rav Shimon Elazar. Ah, so therefore, Rav Shimon Elazar, so we see over here that when did Rav Shimon Elazar say you can keep it? When it's Rav Knanim, Rav Yisrael Lo, because the brighter says over here, Im Rav Yisrael Chayav Lachris. So yeah, we've solved that question. This brighter seems Rav Shimon Elazar. He's the Tana of this Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin, and he says. Then if it's Rav Yisrael, you go to Machriz. What are you with me? Right? If you want to say, no, Hamer Rabbananu, this is Rabbanan. Could easily be Rabbanan. Right? Doesn't have to say, it means nothing here about Rabbi, that proving this price to Rabbi Lazar, Shimon Lazar. It could be Rabbanan. Like we say, Tifshat Minei, and we can solve it like this. Look at Rashi. Tifshot Minei Miktzak Mishalotecha, from some of your questions, the Modu Rabbanan Barov Knanim, Pliga Rav Yisrael, that maybe Rabbanan agree with him when it's a Rav Knani, and they disagree when it's Rav Yisrael. And that's why here with Rav Yisrael could be Rabbanan, and they even agree to Rabbi Yisrael Lazer, but the machlok is about Rav Yisrael. He said, did the Gemara like Rabbanan and Rashba Baro Kanani? The Gemara says, no, 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 no. And Olam Rashba Yitz Rabbi Shimon Lazari. Va'afidu B'Rav Yisrael Nami. And really, even B'Rav Yisrael Nami, Rabbi Shimon Lazer says, you have to machris, you have to announce it. So how come here you had to? Vachel Maskinan, but Tamun. What do you mean Tamun? When it was like hidden away. It wasn't found open, just lying there. Look at Rashi, but Tamun. The cavern, the Tamnu, Lava Beit, they called it something lost. Hirchach B'Rav Yisrael Yachris. So already we've learned nothing on this brighter about something lost. Here you happen to find something that was stored away, like in a safe, it's in a public place, but someone tried to hide it. That's not called lost. And that's why you go to Machris. Right? Because I don't understand. Iba Tamud, Ma Avida Tegabe. So then how's he got it if it was hidden? How did you find it? If the guy hid it, how did you find it? He says, no. He says, Vahatna, Matzah Kli Bashba Bechusel O Yigabo. If you found something in a rubbish place, but it was covered, you aren't allowed to touch it. If it was Megule, then not tell the Machris. Then you can take it to Machris. So the Gemara says, no, what are you talking about over here? I'm in a place where already it was in an ashpa, a rubbish dump, where nobody's meant to go there. So the place where things were meant to stay there for a long time. The guy thought he's got no problem living it there and come again in a few days' time. They come and they clean out that place once a month. However, but it happened that they went now and decided to clean it all out. So that's the case over there. Of I spoke about another case. Our case as well over here. What's the story? Okay, so that's where again, we're 100% sure that's one possibility of explaining what's going on over here. And we haven't proven anything about Rabbi Daz, Rabbi Shulman or Rabbanan. What's good about Aim? Another possible answer is Olam Rabbanan. Really, it's actually Rabbanan, that Mishnah. Right, look at Rashi. B'sha'ena Tamun, and it's not Tamun either. The Lord tipshot mina the modeler of Kanani. We can't stop anything from this over here. That Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Shimon Lazar in a case of where the majority were Kanani. And what's the Rabbanan's proof? What there?
Can I ask a question on the subject?
Is it relative to helping us solve the sugya? Because I'm rushing, yeah.
Not about this sugya, but in the general.
But it's got to do with Bazikin in the general course of events.
No, what I'm saying is that. That the idea of this whole Meshiva Veda,
Hashavata Veda,
is to prevent theft. That's why we talk about Yeush. All the time it's Yeush, based on Yeush. Otherwise it's theft. Maraita Marok.
Well, the Torah says you've got a mitzvah to find something, you got to give it back.
Yeah, but the reason behind it is it's Yeush.
No, the question is because of the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda, so you've got to, so unless you know that the Baal HaBayit has given up on it, you've got a mitzvah to give it back to him. If it's got no siman, it's in a public place, it's impossible, and there was Yeush, then you can take it.
Because if there isn't Yeush,
then you can't be caught it, because they're right, then you're stealing, correct?
You're stealing, that's the reason behind it. So,
well, I think that's the reason behind it, but that's the outcome.
Yeah, so now based on that, is why the word it's talks about the Knananim and the Knananim. So therefore, if it's based on this concept of theft, you can't steal from Goyim.
Well, that's the why he said over here that Rabbi Shimon, the question was, Rabbanan agree with him, but I agree with him. When it comes to Knananim, everybody agrees you have to go back, handing it back, you have to announce it. That's what he said. Our question was, did he say that about Yisraelim as well or not? That's our whole question. It's partial that if Rabbanan argued with him, they argued with him about the Yisraelim. Would I give the Knanim or not? We don't know. Maybe they even say Knanim, maybe for Shalom Bayit, maybe for... there are lots of reasons why Chaim would say that you've got to do it for... not Shalom Bayit, what's what I'm thinking of?
No, for
Darkei Shalom, of course.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
so there are lots of reasons. And let's carry on. Okay. Miktani Hain Shelo. So the brightest proof over here is, Lulam Rabbanan. Because Miktani Hain Shelo, who said that they're yours? They never said they're yours. They just said, Anu Chayav L'Achritz Ketani. You just have to announce them. Why? Look here, Daddy. The Kavan Deruba Knanim. Dilma the Knanim move. Shelo Nami Loavi. It wasn't his, it wasn't yours, was a Knanim. The law is Rabbana about Deruba Mamona. Rabbanan don't go after the Shovinim when it comes to Mamon. So, Vayanich Vayate Yisrael. Right? And therefore, maybe you can't use it. Vayanich Vayate Yisrael might come. Vayay Besim. And he'll take it. So, we can't prove anything. We haven't proved anything against. The Gemara now brings another possibility of a Toshma, Adam Rav Asi. Now it's interesting because this Toshma, up until now the Toshmas have been Tanaim. Now we bring in a Toshma, which is a bright, it's not really a bright, but Toshma means going to be bright, but it's not a bright. Because Rav Asi is an Amora. Rav Asi is Rabbi Yochanan. Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Yochanan. So, Dam Rabbi Asi, Rav Asi, Matzah Chavit Yain B'Yishu B'Kananim. If you found a barrel of wine in the town that's mostly Kananim, or Ter B'Shu Metzia, so you're allowed to take it from the din of Metzia. Listen, Eddie. From Metzia, you can have it. Why? Because it belonged to the Goy. The chart saw the majority of the town of Goy was a Goy. But Asura Ba'anab, you can't get an Anab from it. Why not? Look at Rashi. Ulakame Parich Imka in Mahet Yesh B'Tzeta. Rashi says, the Goy is going to ask later on, if you can keep it, you can't use it. What's a chap? What do you want it for? Just a headache, right? So now, Ba Yishel Atam Ba'Simen. If a Yishel arrives and gives you a simen, look at Rashi here. Yatzatem Yisafek Yain Kanani. Now, you know, it's no longer a chashash that it was actually a goyish wine. The one who found it can even now drink it. The kevan deruba knanim nityashua balim. Why? Because why can you have it now? A Yisrael came and gave you a siman. Listen to this. A Yisrael came and gave you a siman. In other words, he identifies his eyes are brilliant. Now I know that it's kosher wine. Thank you very much. And you go, you make a bore repri agafin. But what are you talking about? It's his wine. No. He was Mityash. Why was he Mityash? Because he knew that the town was full of Kanani. He never had a hope in a chance of finding that wine. He already abandoned his hope. And you just, now it's yours. So now, Ronnie, could you take it? You can even drink it. Right? So the Gemara says, come on. Come Shimon Lazar. Ah, Shmami, no. Kiram Shimon Lazar. But of Kanani. Father of Yisrael law. So this is proof of the other. Rabbi Shimon Lazar's whole din was only Barov Kanani. The Gemara says, no. He would have said the same thing with Yisrael. Rav Asi brought him only with the din, because Rav Asi felt that he agreed with him on the din of the Kananim, but disagreed with him on the din of Yisraelim. So I want to ask the question now. What's the big deal over here? So he was asked to, he could keep it, but he couldn't use it. What was that all about? Amar Rav Asi lekankana, fourth barrel. So you have to check out the wine, you can keep the barrel. Not a bad story. So you say, then you can keep the barrel, you can't get the wine, because the wine might be a goy's wine, and therefore it's where the problem with the goy's wine. And it's a Jew came and gave you a simon, it was his wine, and now we top it to bed. Right? Once he was a public person, the man Knani, he was Bityash. Okay, so who gave the Ashkach Arba Zuz that decided to sit? So there was a story, the Gemara brings over here, of a guy who found four zoos that were tired. They're not tired over here, like tied up, sitting in a blanket. Veshadu ben Nahar Biran, and it was found lying in the bottom of the floor of the river Biran. So Atle Kamed Rav Yehuda. So he said to Rav Yehuda, what can I do? Amalei Zilachus, go make a public announcement. He said, well, I must make a public announcement. Vazuto Shayavu, but this is the bank of the river. We found the bank of the river, you said it's like a Hefka place. He said, no, Sha'ani Nahar Biran. Shahar Biran is very different. Why listen to the technicalities over here? He says, Kevan de Matkil lo miyayesh. Look at Rashi, what do you mean Kevan de Matkil? The river Biran, there was a fence in the water and lots of rocks, etc., which prevented things from being washed away down the river so that fish couldn't come in. Mm-hmm. Right? And therefore, the river couldn't run things away. So, what's that? I understand, but at the end of the day, it's mainly Kananim in that town. So, why don't we say we can have it? Are you telling me that because Rav Shimon Lazar said that Locha doesn't apply when it's Rav Kananim? No, Yisrael were the ones that they were like responsible for the river. They would be the ones that would there's a word in English, like when you go and you like check the bed of the river. What's it called when you I don't know how to say it. I've forgotten the tip of my tongue. When they would like scourge the river, what's it?
Dredge.
Thank you. Dredge. That's what it sounds like. Right? That's like a good word. I don't think that's the word, but I wasn't thinking of that word, but it sounds good. Okay. They would like dredge the river, right? She says, they were the ones that dammed up the place. They're the ones that cleaned it. Came in Yishal Zachule. Everyone shot out, said, no problem. They're going to assume it was from a Yishal Unafal, the Kevin Yishal Karule, Lomash, and therefore we never back with you. Just going to find it, he's going to come back to me. So go get the story. Rav Yehuda was walking behind Shmuel. Shakil v'Azil, right? Talking there and having a discussion with Rav Shmuel, with Mar Shmuel and the Shukah de Beit Disa. Rashi says, Shukah de Beit Disa, Shemochim Sham Chitim Ketushin de Dais. They were sitting basically like meal, they ground up meal for porridge, ready to make porridge. V'Rabim Mutzim, a very busy place. Amales, they say, offer you a theoretical question. Matzakan Arniku, if I find out like a wallet in a place like this, what's the story? Amale, Hare Lushelo, whoever finds it, it is. Public place, money, no siman. We saw, you know, is a siman, makes no difference, public place, mityash. She says, what happens if by Yishov and Atan by siman mao, and Yishov arrives and gives you the siman? So Amale, Chayav Lachzi. So you got to go back to him, says, I don't understand. Rats says, Raviyud to Shmuel. Tarte, have you just contradicted yourself? On the one hand, you said the other finds is his. On the other hand, you said the guy comes and Yishua comes to give back to him. So Amale, Lifni Mishurat Adin. You're right. Halocha, Stam, Halocha, dry, pure Halocha, Lamase, keep it. But Lifni Mishurat Adin, the Jew comes, gives you a siman, give back to him. He says, Kihada Vodishua, he's still like the Vodishua, the Ashka Chenecham Remid Mimda, he found donkeys in the Midbar. Vajrin Lamarain, you get it back to his owner, Levata Tresa Yachashat, after 12 months, after a whole year. Why? Lifni Mishurat Adin. Because he went way in excess of the law. Rava Habe Shakiv Azad Batrayed Rav Nachman Meshukah the Gildai. So he was walking after him in the Shuk in Gildai. Now Gildai, I would have just said he's like a guild, a Shuk of a guild, of a guild. Like you got all the different guilds, right? Rashi translated he as Ratsanim. He had daddy leather merchants, shoemakers. My father's grandfather was a leather merchant. He used to give a Gemara Shir in the Ponevis Shul. Of the Shuster Shul, which was the shoemaker guild shul. He has a shoe, Ratzanim. These are the leather guys, right? So, V'amrelei b'shukad Rabbanan. Some say the shukad Rabbanan. What does it mean, shukad Rabbanan? Shukad Rabbanan means a shuk, not owned by the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan frequent that place. So, Amarlei, same question now, right? Who was this? This was Rava, asked Rav Nachman. He says, Matzah kan arnik, if God found a wallet over here, what's to Amalei Harei Oshel, it's his. Uvai Yishov Atam Asimon, he says, Mahu Amalei Harei Oshelo, it's his. So he gives a different answer here to Shmuel, right? He says, no, if Yishov comes and gives the Simon, it's for his. Listen to this answer, it's a great answer. He says, V'halo omed v'tzabeah v'tzavach, but the guy standing there shouting, it's mine, I give you the Simon. What do you mean it's the guy who finds it? He says, Naaseh k'tzavach al beitoshin afal. Like a guy who's crying because his house fell down. What's he going to do? Quickly run and put the bricks up. So his house fell down. But Alsvinatosh Tavavio, a guy whose boat sunk in the river. Bottom line is, once you found that wallet in the marketplace, yes. Even the guy comes to give the siman and shouts and tells you all the counts. You get how many money's in? It's yours. Obviously, if you're short, I didn't give it back to him. Who would die? So
and Rashi. This is because of Yayush?
It's all because of Yayush. So. Absolutely. Right? Ahu Dayo. Rashi says Dayo is an offshek Korin. Ozletor Vulashon Daya. Now, is that like a daya, a stork? A vulture?
I think.
Oh, Mark's saying a vulture. Okay, a vulture, okay. So, who dayo? A vulture. The shakil bisher b'shuki. Grabbed a piece of meat in the marketplace. Veshade b'tzniyate de bay bar marion. And he threw it. Where did he throw it? Look at Rashi. Shlichato bein de kalim shel bar marion. Between the palm trees of bar marion. So, atlika b'dabaya. So, he came to Abaya. He said, what did I do? So, amalei, zil shakul enough. Shach, heaven, it's yours. The meat's yours. Says, Vaha Rubba de Yishol, but at the end of the day, the town, we know that the place is mainly Jews. They have to go and announce it. He says, Shemat Mina, can I say from here, Halachaka Mishum Elazar, Afilu Barov Yisrael? Is that what you're telling me? That's why I can take this. He says, no. Can't bring anything here. Sha'ani Dayo, a Dayo of this bird, this vulture, is different. Why? De Kazuto Shel Yam Dami. It's like when you found or lost something on the banks of the river. Right? In other words, there's Hefka straight away. We're now got a different question. How can you eat it? There's a din of basar shnitalem in ayin, right? Meat, if it hasn't been followed for a while, it's added lost. We're not sure what happened to that. Maybe trafe meat, maybe something happened to it. He says no. But omed v'ro'ehu, the guy was watching the vulture as he picked it up, flying over, dropping it down. It never left his eye for a moment. Wasn't a problem. He could eat it. Rabbi Chanina matzah gedish achut ben tevel zipori v'tirulo. Rabbi Chanina found a goat that was shechted between Teveri and Tzipori, and they said he could eat it. So Rav Ami, he threw lo mishum metzia. He said they allowed him to keep it, who they rely on, Kashim and Lazar. And how could he eat it? Mishum shechita, Rabbi Chanina ibn Shab Yossi Aglili. And why do we know about that? Yossi Aglili was the one. It's the Tanya, the Gemara quotes a Gemara over here. Masechet Chulin. God lost his goats and chickens. And he found them shechted afterwards. Rabbi Yudah says the Asur. Rabbi Chanina ibn Shab Yossi Aglili matir. So he says that was obviously the psak that he got. He could keep them because of Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, and he could eat them because of Rabbi Chananya ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Amar Rabbi Abba Rebbe, Rebbe says like this: Nirin di Rabbi Yehuda keshe matzan ba'ashpa. So understand the din over here, right? This is Rebbe said the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Right, understand this story over here. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says Asur, why? Keshe matzan ba'ashpa. Because who knows where it had been? Shederech nevela lashach. People throw away like the animals they can't use in an ashpa. He found it in his house. He says, now the Gemara says, it must be that Rova Yishol Ninu. Remember that he found the animals, and we said, because Rav Shimon Lazar, he could find, he could keep them. And yet he allowed him to eat them. Now, why would he allow them to eat them? Because most of the people were Jewish in the town, and therefore it's a safek. It's obviously after the Rav, and the Rav is kosher. That's why he didn't eat it. So now we know that Rabbi Shimon Lazar also said you can keep them. So now they must have passed like Shimon Lazar, even in a place where the majority are Jews. Right? Shmat binah, like Shimon Lazar, Philip Rav Yisrael. So Rav says no. Amar Rav says like this: Rav Knani, Marduk Goyim. However, Rav Tabachei Yisrael, most of the butchers were Jews. So you can't really prove anything yet either. Right? Rabbi Ami Ashkach Pargiot Shchutitot Ben Tevilat Zippori. Rabbi Ami found a Pargiot, Rashi said a Pargiot goes a lot, like baby chicks. They have been shechted between Tiberi and Zippori. At the Kamer of Asi, came to Rabbi Asi. Amarei the Kamer of Rabbi Asi, came to Rabbi Yochan. Remember, Rabbi Asi was Rabbi Yochan's Talmid. So Amarei the Bei Midrash, some say, went to the Bei Midrash. Va'amru, and they said to him, Lei zil shakol enaf shak, they're yours, take them, do what you want. Rashi says, yeah, what's all that about? Matza pekiot shel tavui lemichmorot v'reshatot makom shatzani mitzuyin. First, where hunters were, trappers were, all the stuff made, all the materials necessary to make traps. So they were banned on the floor there. He said to him, what do I do? So they went to the Midrash. Go and take them, they're yours. In other words, all these things, once they seem to be abandoned, you could have them. End of Aviyah.